Welcome back. Today we will be paying particular attention to the moment when we realize we're distracted and how we speak to ourselves. We say that the moment that you realize you've been distracted is this magic moment, because that's the moment that we have the chance to be really different, to respond differently, to relate differently to ourselves, to not judge ourselves, to not condemn ourselves, but to simply let it go and begin again. So sit comfortably, close your eyes or not, and then allow your awareness to settle on the place where the breath is the most predominant, at the nostrils, chest, or abdomen. Bringing your attention to that area to just rest. Feeling one breath at a time. If something arises, sensations, images, fantasies, memories, planning, emotions, whatever it might be that's strong enough to take your attention away from the feeling of the breath, notice how you speak to yourself as you prepare to let go and begin again. If it's in a harsh, judgmental voice, see if you can soften. It is actually with kindness toward ourselves rather than condemning ourselves that we make the most progress. It doesn't matter how many times your attention wanders or how long you dwell in a particular distraction. It also doesn't matter where your attention wandered to. The goal is the same. Let go gently and with growing kindness toward ourselves, we begin again. When you notice that your mind has lost its awareness on the breath and gotten carried down a rabbit hole, that's okay. Let it go and gently, with kindness, come back to rest the awareness on the feeling of the body breathing. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. So this moment, after we notice that we have wandered, that we've been distracted, this is a crucial moment when we practice letting go and beginning again. And this is the art of the practice. So see if you can bring some awareness of kindness towards yourself throughout your day. Perhaps even noticing how you speak to yourself. Noticing if it's different how you speak to yourself when you're at home or when you're at work. Or see which times of day you find it the easiest and the most challenging to be kind to yourself.